pan pizza lovers. Papa John's now has a delicious pan pizza that will become your new favorite. Papa's Pan Pizza is baked with thick, crunchy crust, topped with hearty tomato sauce and real cheese made from mozzarella. You can pile it with your favorite toppings or try one of Papa John's delicious specialty pizzas with pan crust. You can find all the best pan pizza deals today by visiting papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pan pizza. Papa John's.
Let's go ahead and move on to another RE/MAX Big 3 game, the 5A semifinal, and bring in Olathe West coach TJ O'Neill. And coach, every week is history for you at this point. It's a first-year varsity program. You guys are playing in the semis, playing really well, too. I mean, there's no flukes in any of your wins. And last week you go to DeSoto. You play a very good DeSoto team that has the experience of being late in the season, and you beat them 24-7. Really looked like one of your more complete wins. What do you like about your team right now?
You know, our kids have been really improving every week, and, you know, to have these extra weeks of practice, you know, our kids have really come together and prepared well. And, you know, for a young team, young program like us, you know, every week we saw a big-time improvement. And so being able to have a couple weeks here and see more growth has really put us where we're at now.
Coach, last week you held the DeSoto team to 7 points. What do you like most about your defense right now from last week?
You know, our defense has battled every week. You know, even throughout those early games of the season when, you know, we lost some games there. Within the game, you know, our guys did a great job of battling, and really here lately have done a great job of preparing, as well as playing in the game on Friday, just executing the game plan and playing physical and playing fast and all the things that you need this time of year.
Well, I know it's been way back in week two, but you've seen a flexbone team in Gardner Edgerton. What kind of things did you guys take out of that game that you can use this week?
You know, facing them and, you know, DeSoto as well, who runs, you know, a lot of flexbone concepts as well. It's nice just because, you know, not a lot of teams do that. You know, so being able to play a team like that last week with DeSoto, obviously, you know, with Aquinas, they're really good and good at it. And but it's nice to be able to have a week of repetition of that and then, you know, try to game plan for the next one using some of those concepts we did last week.
Coach, spend a few minutes and kind of describe your offense and your offensive philosophy and what you guys are doing offensively, formation-wise, run-pass-wise.
You know, I think that's been an evolving deal throughout the season. You know, we're a spread-style offense, but here late in the season, we've utilized a lot of different personnel groups and formations to try to get us the matchups that we need to be successful.
As you guys have kind of gone through this and been a surprise team by the sense of a first-year program, did you feel like at the end of the year that you guys were playing better football and that not necessarily is a surprise inside of your building?
You know, there's no question our kids have improved tons every week. I mean, we have, I think, two kids on our roster that have ever really played in a varsity game. So, you know, we expected our kids to improve and, you know, get used to the speed of the game on Friday nights. And our kids, I think, understood that from the beginning of the year that, you know, we'd need to learn from all of these games and every opportunity we have. And so, you know, moving in here to the playoffs, we felt good about where we were at. Obviously, other teams improved throughout the year as well. But, you know, it's just something that we talked about this summer, knowing our experience level and being a new program that, you know, we needed to focus on week 9 when it mattered. And so our kids did a nice job of doing that and have played well late.
Coach, as you guys have watched tape of the Aquinas defense this week, what makes their defense so good in your opinion?
I mean, you know, first of all, they're well coached always, and then, you know, they're big and fast and, you know, are very explosive defensively and offensively. So, you know, there's not a lot of weaknesses on either side of the ball, and so, you know, they just do a great job overall as a team. And you know, so it'll be tough, but you know, I know our guys will battle like they always do.
What's the atmosphere around your team in the school? I know that just on Twitter and things like that. There's a lot of excitement around Olathe West in general. I think people are excited to be at Olathe West, having your first year of varsity go so well and make a deep run in the playoffs. How are the kids and the parents and everyone around you?
Oh, everybody's, you know, extremely excited. You know, there's, like you said, there's a lot of momentum, you know, just coming off our first school year in general, as well as with football. And then to be able to add on to that with winning some playoff games here, you know, the community's definitely excited about where we're going and excited to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, that is Olathe West coach T.J. O'Neill. He's in the Class 5A semifinals against St. Thomas Aquinas. When we come back, we'll be joined by our own Mike Laverie. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.